last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars. Global expertise with local vision. Offices in Dublin, Galway, Limerick and now open in Cork.
Ian Guider from the Business Plus. Where to start? Okay, give us first of all the impact on markets such as the stock market and currency markets of Donald Trump's election.
Well, it's a tale of two markets because here in Europe, share prices are down. The euro and all the other major currencies outside of the US dollar are weaker. The US stock markets are hitting an all-time high today. The Dow Jones Industrial Average up 1,400 points, 3.4% to a record high. The NASDAQ, a record high. The S&P, a record high. Cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin at a record high. Gold down, oil prices down. Dollar, as I said, gaining, all because the markets have bought into the fact that they believe the US economy will grow even quicker under Donald Trump's economic plan, which involves pretty much unfunded tax cuts across the board, that he will reduce the taxes on overtime, taxes on tips for workers, social security benefits for old people won't be taxed anymore. All of these policies he believes will put money into the pockets of Americans, and financial markets believe that consumers will start spending more. It'll push up the US economy's growth rate, and also the profits of big oil and gas companies will grow. Their share prices shot up today because, of course, Donald Trump believes in drill, baby, drill. Bank shares hitting very big highs today. Technology companies hitting highs today as well. Amazon, Nvidia, Apple, Microsoft, all share prices rising. The chief executives of Google and Microsoft welcoming Donald Trump because they believe he will be good for economic policies and good for regulatory policies, as in getting rid of regulatory burdens and antitrust investigations.
Letting them do as they want. However, what if he puts in 100% tariffs on China and 10 to 20% tariffs on products from the rest of the world, including Europe? Will that not damage many of the American companies that depend on their overseas interests? And will it not also create rampant inflation in the US, which will undermine his voters?
This is the bizarre thing. This is economically illiterate policy because, of course, he's assuming if you put tariffs on products, everyday products coming into the United States, from cars to electronic goods, that the person who's exporting them will pay the tariffs. Instead, it's the person who imports them has to pay the tariff and then has to pass that on to the consumers, who, of course, will say, well, I can't afford this anymore, and sales go down. This is economically madness, and that's why I said these are unfunded policies, because nobody knows the impact this will have on the US economy and the global economy.
Will he force American companies with interests overseas, such as major companies I've already mentioned with interests in Ireland, to reshore them to the United States?
I don't think so. What you could see happening here, Matt, are two things. Firstly, we benefit from having lots of the money that US companies make around the world registered and held in Ireland, and we get the tax on those profits, which funds our public services and day-to-day spending. The corporation tax figures I gave you yesterday, we benefit from that. One of his policies is to reduce the corporation tax rate from 28% down to 15%, which just so happens to be the new global corporation minimum tax. So if you're an American company, if you're Apple, if you're Microsoft or Google, would you like to curry favor with the Trump administration and say, we'll reshore our profits to the United States? It has no impact on the current level of jobs, but it means the Irish exchequer is deprived of the profits, and the taxes on those profits, they go to the US taxes. For future investment, this is where I see a big problem for multinational companies and foreign direct investment. Nobody's talking about big multinationals pulling out.
So they can't move the big pharmaceutical plants or the things like your chip-making facilities or various things that they have in it. That's too difficult to move.
Yeah, it is on future investment. And I was writing about this on the Business Post today. If you are sitting in a Silicon Valley technology company today and you're going to announce a 10,000 jobs for somewhere, are you going to send them to Ireland or the UK or France and risk a retaliation by the Trump administration, by whatever tweet storm he'll do? Or are you going to say it's much easier for future investment, we'll locate it in the United States?
Will corporation tax rates be reduced to 15%, the same as they are here in Ireland?
I think so. And given the fact that they have won the Senate with the Republican Party and look like winning in a House of Representatives, therefore all branches of government can get in a row and align themselves to say we're reducing this. There's some other things I think that will make the US government want to do this as well. As I said, a lot of money is just swirling around the rest of the world that should be in the United States. If you bring it down, companies are not loyal to us here, Matt. They're not loyal to any government. They're loyal to their local shareholders and the government in the United States, and they will reshore it.
What about Trump's own personal financial interests? For example, the little-used Truth Social.
Yeah, this is DJT Media, whose share price today was up as much as 32%. It's only up around 6% right now. Donald Trump owns 60% of this company, market value of $6 billion. He's worth about $4 billion on paper. The big winner today on paper from this election, Tesla's chief executive, Elon Musk. Share price of Tesla up 12% today. On paper, his wealth, the world's richest man already, is worth $10 billion more. Simply on the back of the share price rising today, Tesla hasn't sold a single extra car. In fact, Donald Trump could be bad for electric vehicles because he's in favour of cheaper car prices, and you can only get those by putting out petrol cars. So on paper, Elon Musk is actually a huge beneficiary of the election.
Noel says it used to be cool to drive a Tesla, not anymore. What about X, as he now likes to call Twitter? He paid how much for it again? What was it? $44 billion.
And it is most recently valued
at less than $10 billion.
Yep, depending on which investor you are. Some investors believe it's worth around $20 billion. Some believe it's worth around $8 billion.
But would it now go back up in value on the basis that it is the preferred platform again for Trump?
It is the preferred platform for Trump, Elon Musk, and a lot of business figures you can see, Matt. As I said, we've had congratulations to the Trump administration or the new Trump presidency from all of the big business leaders today. They've all done it, not on Instagram, not on Facebook, not on WhatsApp or Blue Sky or any of these other things. They've all done it on Twitter today. And if you think about it, Matt, future policy in America, well, maybe it might just favour an open publisher or an open online publisher like Elon Musk.
Very quickly, one final one. One of the biggest pre-market gains today was by Geo Group, which does what?
Yeah, I picked this out, Matt, because I was struggling to think of all the companies going up in value. What on earth is Geo Group? I've never heard of it before. It is the largest provider of private jail and detention centres in the United States, and also builds and processes immigration in the United States. And its share price today up 38%, adding $1 billion to its value.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider of the Business Post.
The last word on Today FM.